From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Roy Blunt Jr., and Adam Felber. And here again is your host at the Portland Center for the Performing Arts in Portland, Oregon, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Nelson Whipple from San Francisco, California.
Nelson Whipple?
Yep.
Mr. Whipple.
You're saving yourself, Peter.
I know. I guess in a way, so are you.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I sense in this weird moment of rare empathy for me, just a lifetime of sadness. And so I'm not going to pursue that particular reference with you for a moment. What do you do there in San Francisco?
Peter, I work in the financial services business.
Oh. Okay, let's talk about the toilet paper. That's much more interesting.
Very good.
I know. Nelson, welcome to our show. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Nelson's topic?
Well, Peter, I've identified your problem, and for another $300, I'll tell you what it is.
Consultants are not as reviled as lawyers. They aren't mocked as mercilessly as accountants. But this week, we read about a consultant that might finally make people wake up to this injustice. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about consultants being paid for something we didn't know we needed. Choose the true story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yeah, I sure am.
Here is Adam Felber.
Bonobo Solutions Limited is a high-powered consulting firm like McKinsey, Accenture, or KBMR. Their clients, however, are firms like McKinsey, Accenture, and KBMR. That's right. They're consultant consultants. Sure, there's some irony, says Bonobo founder Stu Kreisman, but consultancies are businesses like any other and thus can benefit from reorganization and streamlining technologies. Bonobo specializes in mid-level consultancies, consulting with them about how their consultancy runs, offering confidential consultations about their clients their consultants consult, and determining if they'd ought to consult further consultants. Kreisman says Bonobo picked up over 100 clients in their first year, which is why he's on the cover of this month's Consultants Quarterly. His recommendation, quote, just consult your newsstand.
A consultant for consultants, from Adam Felber. Your next story of what we thought was extraneous consulting comes from Amy Dickinson.
Pole dancing is the latest fitness craze to make its way from Hollywood to suburbia. Every soccer mom and my second grade teacher, Miss Quinn, has a stripper pole in her rec room. So what's a real stripper to do if Cindy Suburbia steals her best moves? Bambi Marquis, a former exotic dancer, is hiring herself out as a stripping consultant. Her pitch? She teaches dancers new moves like the military egg beater and her trademark, the bullwinkle. She suggests introducing equipment like tricycles into their acts. Now that girls have to compete against housewives, they have to do more than whip off their tops. I'm trying to put the skis back into stripping, where it belongs, she says.
Well, who could argue with that? Your last story of consultants going wild comes from Roy Blunt Jr.
Ambrose Jr. for the boy and the rich aunt's name for the girl don't get it anymore. We know too much about branding. Every child deserves a name that will sweep him or her to success. So expectant parents are experiencing namer's angst. Other parents, on whom it has dawned that little Dawn just doesn't look like a Dawn, or that the name passed down so proudly by Grandpa is now more widely associated with a porn star, those parents are suffering namer's remorse. So, consultants, numerologists who test prospective names mathematically, baby name book authors who track all the trends, and at least one consultant actually calls herself a nameologist. That's Methuselamina Cormetz of the... No, I'm just kidding. Her name is really Marianne. It's a nice, nice name.
So here are your choices. Nelson, you can either get a consultant for other consultants, you can get a consultant for professional strippers, or you can get a consultant who will help you name your bouncing baby boy or girl. Which of these is the real story of consultants? in the news?
Peter, I think I'm going to go with the Namers consultant.
All right. Your choice is Roy's story of the naming consultant. This is very exciting. We actually got one of these consultants on the phone.
You know, naming your child is probably the most important decision that you're ever going to make in your life. Whatever name you give your child, you're going to be saying it a million times a day, and you want to make sure that you're going to like the way that it sounds.
That was Whitney Walker, author of The Perfect Baby Name, and a professional naming consultant, explaining why parents are turning to her for baby naming advice, even though her name is Whitney Walker. I mean, alliteration right there. That's a bold choice. Don't you agree?
Maybe that was an inspiration for her line of work.
No one else will suffer this trauma. Congratulations, Nelson. You got it right. Well done. You earned a point for Roy for being truthful. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it, though? Thank you very much. Thanks for playing with us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm going to name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man. Yeah.